This guy hates Calvinists more than he loves God. Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce McGee here from First Works Baptist Church here in Anaheim Hills, Southern California. Welcome to another edition of Pastor McGee Reads Mean Comments, Calvinist edition. A while back, I preached a sermon against John MacArthur entitled, Why John MacArthur is an Abomination. It created quite a stir within his followers. And then within recent weeks, one of his followers posted one of my clips from that sermon. And so the hatred for Pastor Mejia has resurfaced once again. And so I'm going to read some of the comments. People like this are clearly jealous of J-Mac's ministry and his status. J-Mac is a gift from God. All right? Got some issues, man. You have a gathering of people just to complain about John MacArthur and say some Bible verses you probably got from Google. Well, you know, if you would have known the Bible, you would have seen that the Bible verses come from, get this, the Bible. God also hates pastors who preach against love and putting curses on people. Well, I guess that would mean that God hates David, right? Since David also prayed curses on people. This ain't a church. This is a circus show. Get out of there, people. He's brainwashing you. Open your Bibles and understand the truth. Understand what faith actually means. Well, luckily for my church members, they actually do have the Bible in front of them, and that's why they're able to prove all things and hold fast that which is good. Filling time that's supposed to be for Christ's teaching should not be for singing happy birthdays, etc. What are you, little party pooper? What are you, Jehovah's Witness? You're again celebrating birthdays? Chill, Karen. This is past the point of embarrassing to listen to. I am stunned. What the actual heck? I have that effect on people sometimes. Listen to them say amen. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got people in church who have their Bibles in front of them and they actually agree with the biblical teaching of false prophets in the Bible. Steven Anderson 2.0, that is enough to explain it all. Well, you know, I appreciate the fact that you would say that, but truth is I'm not quite at that level yet, but thank you so much. Wow, calling J-Mac a devil, wicked, stupid, abomination. I mean, you're calling him J-Mac. This guy's frontal lobes are not connecting. Thus, he has not all his paws in the litter box. I'll work on putting my paws back in the litter box. Hey, Brucito, you just don't like it when men stand up for Christ. Hey, David Padilla. You know, I just don't like it when men who claim to stand up for Christ actually preach a false gospel and send millions of people to hell. And you should hate it as well. Shame on you for not. First Works, enough said. A false preacher in name and in action. The level of confusion is insane. Well, yeah, God forbid that a pastor would name his church after something that's actually in the Bible and that their action would be the First Works, which is preaching the gospel. Great clip. Oh, wait, that's me. Hey, thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed the video. If you want to see more content like this, make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Hit the like button and hit the notification and the bell. Put a comment in the section below. And if you hate this video, since we can't dislike videos no more on YouTube, make sure you put a comment in the section below letting me know how much you hate me and the video and the content that I'm putting out, all right? God bless and have a great one.